Once upon a time, there was a little boy named Emmett, and Emmett really liked to celebrate Hanukkah. Every year, he got so excited to light the Hanukkah and sing songs, but by far, his favorite part was the 8 nights of presents. And this year had been a really great year for Emmett as far as presents go. He got a new bike, which he rode around and had so much fun with, and he got a new soccer ball and a baseball mitt. He even got some totally awesome board games. There was one where you had to chase a mouse around a school and catch it by its tail. There was one where you had to stack ice cubes into a tower before they melted. And there was even one where you had to balance a marble on a stick while all the other players threw finger puppets at you. That was his favorite game. But there was one toy Emmett wanted more than anything else, and that was the Kanubu X5, a next-generation video game system. All the coolest kids at school had one, and Emmett desperately wanted one. All he heard about at school was how everyone was playing these awesome video games, where you were a warrior trying to save a princess, or you were an archaeologist who discovered a lost land where there were lots of monsters. It sounded like so much fun. And it was the 8th night of Hanukkah, Emmett's last chance to get the Kanubu X5. His dad had said some blessings, and he lit the Hanukkah, the Hanukkah menorah, and they sang some songs and ate some potato lockies. They even had some donuts and chocolate coins. But Emmett was wondering what was in that big box sitting at the end of the table. As the candles were burning, his mama suddenly said, "Emmett, it's time to open your present." And she handed him a bag, and he said, "What's this?" And she said, "Open it, Emmett. I think you'll be very happily surprised." So he opened it up, and inside was a bag full of socks. His mama said, "Look, Emmett, your favorite. Socks with pictures of ship anchors on them." And Emmett said, "Oh, thanks, Mom. Wow, those are really nice ship anchors. Do I have any other presents?" Just then, Emmett's grandpa, Zadie Shlomo, said, "I have a present for you, Emmett." He handed Emmett the big box. Emmett said, "Yes." He tore off the wrapping paper and he opened it up. And lo and behold, inside was a bunch of books. Emmett said, "Books?" His grandpa said, "Not just any books. These are the kids' version of the Chumash. They have all the information you could ever want about the Torah, specially made for kids." And Emmett said, "Oh, how fun." And his grandpa said, "Yeah, I know, it is fun. There's no pleasure in the world like learning Torah. As King David said, it's sweeter than honey." And Emmett said, "How could it be sweeter than honey? It's just words on a page." And his grandpa said, "Well, this is the creator of the world, Hashem's wisdom. So when you read it, you connect with the creator of the world, who can give you any kind of pleasure you want, because he's infinite and everywhere." And Emmett said, "Grandpa, I've read Torah before, and I don't feel immense pleasure from reading the words. I'm sorry." And his grandpa said, "Oh, you don't like it?" And Emmett said, "I like it, but I was hoping for something a little more fun." And his grandpa said, "Well, nothing's more fun for me than sitting with the book of Torah. The rabbis say when you learn Torah, Hashem gives you himself. He blesses you with his presence. There's no greater feeling than that." And Emmett said, "Okay, grandpa, if you say so, I'm just going to go try on my new socks." Emmett sulked away. He was so disappointed. Just then, Emmett's uncle, JJ, walked into the room. He said, "Sorry, guys. Sorry I'm late. Are there any more latkes left?" And Emmett said, "Hey, Uncle JJ, you can have mine. I'm going to go to my room and play with my new socks." And JJ said, hold on, Emmett. I brought something for you that might be a little more fun than socks." And he took out a big box with wrapping paper on it. Emmett said, "What's this?" And he said, "Open it up." And he opened it up, and inside was a Kanubu X5. Emmett was over the moon, ecstatically happy. He said, "Thank you, Uncle JJ. Thank you so much." Uncle JJ said, "Try it out, Emmett." So Emmett plugged it in. It lit up the whole room in a rainbow of colors. Emmett said, "Whoa." He picked up the controller and he started playing the game. It was so much fun. He was an underwater explorer with a quest to catch as many fish as he could so he could gain access to an underground lair where a giant sea monster was keeping a crew of aliens captive. He was battling sea creatures and opening shells, and he was having so much fun. What seemed like a few minutes later, Emmett smelled smoke. He looked up and the Hanukkah candles had burnt out. The room was empty, except for his grandfather in the corner reading a book. Emmett said, "Whoa, how long have I been playing for?" His grandpa said, "Enough time for me to finish half of my Masakta. Why don't you come over here, Emmett, and I'll teach you what I learned?" And Emmett said, "That's okay, Grandpa. I really want to destroy this sea creature. The aliens he's holding said if I free them, they're going to take me to their home planet, and it's made of marshmallows!" And his grandpa said, "Okay, if that's what you want." So Emmett kept playing his video game. After another hour, his eyes were aching, his fingers were a little bit sore from mashing all those buttons, but he destroyed the sea creature, and the aliens took him to their home planet. He said, "Whoa, marshmallows, awesome!" His grandpa said, "Wow, Emmett, you beat the level, congratulations, how do you feel?" Emmett said, "Well, I feel a little bit out of it, a little bit wired, and my eyes kind of hurt, but I kind of want to keep playing." His grandpa said, "Are you having fun still, Emmett?" Emmett said, "I think so. I mean, it's not as fun as it was at first, but I gotta know what happens next." His grandpa said, "Come here for a minute, Emmett. I want to teach you something." His grandpa took out a few of the chocolate gold coins and handed one to Emmett. He said, "Here you go, Emmett. Eat one of these." Emmett said, "Thanks, Grandpa." He said, "Abraka," and he ate the coin. He said, "Wow, that's really good." And then his grandpa said, "Here, have another one." And he gave it to Emmett, and he said, wow, also good, wow. And he gave him a third one, and he said, "Yeah, these are good coins, wow. Where did you get these?" And his grandpa said, "Here, have another one." And Emmett said, "I'm okay, Grandpa, I don't really want any more." And he said, "No, eat it, Emmett, just eat it." And Emmett said, "Okay." So Emmett ate the fourth coin. He said, it's okay, I really don't want any more, though. And his grandpa said, "Why not, Emmett? You were enjoying them so much when you first started." And Emmett said, "Well, I don't know. I guess I just had enough. I'm full. I mean, if you want me to keep eating, I will. I like them." And his grandpa said, "It's okay, Emmett. I just wanted to show you something." All the worldly pleasures in this world, like video games and candy and fun toys, they only give you pleasure, fun, for so much time. And after that, you just get sick of them. That's the way Hashem created the world. There's nothing you can do in this world forever that will keep you happy, except for one thing. Emmett said, "What's that, Grandpa?" And his grandpa pointed to the book he was reading. "Torah," he said. "The sages tell us that the more one reads Torah, the thirstier he is for Torah. The more you read it, the more it becomes sweet and pleasurable, and the more relaxed and serene you feel. It's the opposite of all the other pleasures of the world. It's not just an instruction manual that Hashem created for how to live in this world. It actually connects you with Hashem himself. And there's no feeling more satisfying than that. Some parts of Torah might seem a little bit boring at first, but the more you delve into it and you really try to learn it, your mind becomes open to the infinity of Hashem's infinite wisdom. It might not happen within the first few minutes, but if you stand there and plug away, I'm sure you'll see what I'm talking about." So Emmett took out one of the books that his grandpa bought him, and he started reading. He started at Bereishis, and it talked about how Hashem created the world, and it was actually pretty interesting. And the more he read, the more he felt peaceful, and that burning feeling from his eyes started to melt away. And he said, "I see what you mean, Grandpa. It's not an instant pleasure like a video game or chocolate, but just sitting here learning makes me feel relaxed." And his grandpa said, "You want to hear the best part, Emmett? The best part is what's waiting for you in Olam Haba, the world to come, Shemayim. Every word of Torah you read and every mitzvah you do in this world gives you unfathomable rewards in the world to come. So after you leave this world, hopefully after a long and productive and happy life, you'll go up and reap unbelievable rewards. Hashem doesn't tell us what the rewards are in this world. We're not allowed to know. But they say that all the pleasures of this world that all the people who have ever lived in this world have had are not equal to even one fraction of the pleasure of the world to come for somebody who does a mitzvah or learns Torah." And I said, "Whoa, cool. So does that mean I have to learn all the time?" His grandpa said, well, the great rabbis who spend all day learning, sometimes their souls get so elevated that they can have conversations with Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, and he teaches them secrets of Torah. And they sometimes even learn in heavenly yeshivas when they go to sleep at night. Their souls elevated to such a high place from all their Torah learning that it just leaves this world and goes up to realms we can't even possibly imagine down here. But for most people, that's pretty hard to do. Almost everyone needs a break sometimes. Some people only have a little bit of time to learn because they have to support their families and work. But it's important to set at least a little bit of time apart every day just to learn Torah. Emmet said, well, I can still play my new video game, right? And his grandpa said, of course, Emmet, you're a kid. You need time to have fun. As long as the games you play are okay by Torah law, it's not a problem. Just like you can ride your bike and play soccer with your friends. But it might be best to wait till the end of the day when you've learned as much Torah and done as many mitzvot as you can, and save it for then. Then I think you'll find that that's when you really enjoy it the most, when it's only a little bit at a time, just like all the other small pleasures of the world that Hashem created for us to enjoy. Now it said, that sounds like a good plan, Grandpa. And thanks so much for my present. I'm sorry I didn't appreciate it so much earlier. And his grandpa said, it's okay, Emmett. If you saw the way I was when I was a kid, you'd be amazed that I can sit still for even a moment. Emmett yawned. He said, it's been a long night, Grandpa. I'm going to get in bed. So Emmett went to bed and he had sweet dreams of battling sea creatures all night. The next morning when he woke up, he saw his brand new video game and his new Torah books too. And he said, I know what I'm going to do. And he spent the whole next hour learning Torah. And after that, he rocked some alien invaders in his video game. And from that day on, Emmett set aside a little bit of time every day to learn Torah. And as he grew older, that time got longer and longer because he enjoyed it so much. And little Emmett, well, he grew up to be a great Torah scholar.